Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Having the Ball podcast. Today, we are talking to a few of the fans of our podcast, but really of Lucille Ball. This is a special episode for the 70th anniversary of Lucille Ball. I love Lucy.
I love Lucy. Yeah. It's October 15th.
But it's for... Yeah, it's for October 15th is when it'll come out. Yes.
Yeah. So we have three special guests. We put out kind of a feeler to see who would want to join us. And I bothered a few people to see who would just come and talk about all the same things that we just love talking about. And we have Brianna, Callie, and Laura, who each have pages on Instagram. And do you guys also have them on Facebook or just Instagram?
Oh, just Instagram.
I just Instagram.
Okay. And
we have ours on a website as well.
Okay. And what's the name of your website?
Oh, the Lucy Lounge. It's Lucy been around Lounge. Since 2002.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time. So what we do is pretty much just like every other page here, put up pictures of Lucy and we just have a field day because it's just, you know, great to look at all the, what I love is all the historical facts that everybody puts up, that I learn something new all the time because you think you know everything, but then someone puts up a picture with a different actor or something like that and it just blows your mind. So I guess we can just start with one of you. Laura, why don't you tell us a little bit about your page, how you got started, your love of Lucy and everything.
We started the Lucy Lounge in 2002. I run all of Luciana's official social media, everything. Luciana's.com, Luciana's official, all that. We were getting a ton of Lucille Ball questions. And so, you know, we didn't want to have it kind of filtering through Luciana's thing. So we branched out and we started the Lucy Lounge so that way everything could kind of funnel in together. And I'm from Australia and I was in Australia when that was happening. And then I ended up getting married and moving out here. So I'm in Los Angeles now. But the lounge has been going on Instagram for a couple of years now, but we've had this before there was social media, the Lucy Lounge existed. And so we know a ton of people in the community that have kind of joined through the years and we get together and we do little soirees and socials and it's been a lot of fun.
So all of that, before you even got into, I guess, contact with Lucy Arnaz, you had your own thing or was that just like separate?
No, I did Lucy's stuff in the 90s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. When the dawn of the websites, we put hers together and then we started getting a lot of Lucille Ball things. So we shifted over and had a little, you go here and you go here. And so the Lucy Lounge was born.
So you're saying you can put in a good word for us is what you're saying. To come on, maybe.
She's like, no.
She's like, no. She turns off the computer.
Bye-bye.
And Callie, which one is your page?
Mine is the Lucille Ball _ fan.
Okay. Yours is, and how long have you had your page and what made you want to start it or what is it that you love about Lucy?
Well, I actually started the page last year, right when quarantine started. I was like super bored and my friend was like, well, you love her so much. Why don't you just start your own page and share what you love about her? And I've been a fan since I've been 12. So I've accumulated a lot of stuff over the years and I kind of just love sharing stuff because I think it's cool when you find fans around your age because most of the time they're a bit older.
Yeah.
So I kind of liked we sharing are. It.
Yeah. Yeah. I am always shocked when I see, you know, young generations starting to learn more and more about Lucy because I don't know another actor or actress from the 50s or 60s that happens for maybe Elvis or Marilyn Monroe or something like that. But Lucy seems to just go through every generation and everybody learns about it, you know? So, and Brianna, which one is your page?
Mine is Love Desi Lou.
Okay. You are very active and very supportive of everything we do. That's great. Tell us about when you started and your love of it.
Well, I had originally another page a few years ago and something had happened to my phone and I lost everything. So I had to like start over. So I started again in 2019, I think. And there was a time where before I had lost the first account, there was a time where like I was going through something. So, and I was like, you know, I'm going to get back into like, you know, posting Lucy stuff because that's what made me happy. So I created another one, and then I just continued posting and shared my love for Lucy. And because I know this community is really awesome and
yeah,
and supportive. So I was like, I need to get back into this.
Yeah, that's what I've always told Ziva, is it surprises, maybe not surprises, but it's really nice to see how welcoming and supportive the community is. I mean, everybody just so happy and loving. And
yeah, yeah. Lucy fans are the best for sure.
Yeah. I guess it would be Laura who's probably seen, what would be the craziest thing that you've seen that's Lucy related?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Oh, no. I've seen too much. I don't know what you mean craziest. Do you mean on social media or something?
Well, just like, huh, I've never thought of that. Or just
a hardcore fan craziness.
I mean,
like,
I know.
Oh yeah, we've seen it all. I mean, before the lounge existed, there used to be, like, before there were basically websites, there were email lists, one list. And we're talking about like the mid 90s, and Tom Watson before that had his fan club from the 70s and 80s, you know, where people could join and get together. So there's been this unity of like Lucy fans for the past 40 or 50, probably even longer years. I just found out my ex-husband just passed away, Jimmy Garrett, who played Lucy's son on the Lucy show. And he,
sorry to hear that. Yeah.
I know, it's very shocking and very sad for our kids, especially. But I just found out there was a Jimmy Garrett fan club in the 60s. Going through some of his stuff, there's like fan letters, and someone started a Jimmy Garrett fan club. So, I mean, there's fan clubs that have been going on for quite a while. And I think Lucy fans are the best. So he adored his fans as well. He loved them dearly.
That's awesome. We just, I don't know if you are aware, we just had Keith Thibodeau on, and he talks about, you know, how it transcends through all of these years. I mean, he had, you know, he was just a child, so he left it early on, but still it's going to be a part of his life forever. I mean, this.
Yeah, I can't switch it off.
Yeah, it's probably playing, like they say, at every moment somewhere in some language. So I think that's amazing. No, I guess my crazy is, I know there's tattoos. I know that there's, God, people probably painted their houses or something. I just wondered what was the most bizarre thing you've come across, you know, just.
There's been a lot. I mean, if you can think it, it's been done. We're talking like 20 something years worth of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the costumes.
It's all for fun. You know, people do it for the same reason. It's, you don't judge, you just embrace kind of thing.
I wanted to ask what your guys' favorite show was. So I know we discussed this, Erica and I think we've mentioned our favorites, because Erica's like an I Love Lucy fan, right? That's your favorite.
You mean from all the Lucille Ball shows?
All the Lucille Ball shows.
Yeah, it would be.
Right?
Yeah.
She's
I'm not original. As acquainted with
she
those.
Likes yeah. the, and my favorites, my favorites, Here's Lucy. So of all the things that she's done, the shows that she's done specifically, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm on team you here. Here's Lucy's our favorite, hands down. But that was what we were exposed to mostly in Australia. There was more of a Here's Lucy medium than there was I Love Lucy. You could get that pretty easily, but I Love Lucy was harder to find for whatever reason.
That's interesting.
The Australians, the Australians loved Here's Lucy. And surprisingly, when Life with Lucy was canceled in the US, it was not canceled in Australia, and they aired all 13 episodes. So even that had a little following as well.
Oh, so now that I have that in the back of my mind, that is your ex-husband, because we did not know that, is that where your introduction to Lucy came from, or is it your childhood? It just so happened that way, because that's interesting too.
I mean, it's interesting. I started watching Here's Lucy, which is how I got into Lucianas as a kid. Mm-hmm. But in Europe is where they know the Lucy show the best. You ask someone in Europe and they'll, especially like older people, they seem to have more experience with the Lucy show. And Australia is definitely Here's Lucy. We get so much fan mail from Australia for Lucy and Here's Lucy. It's very interesting.
Now, are we just Americans, the crazy ones doing all the things? Or if you go to like a little nook in Australia, England, or Brazil, you'll find someone dressed as Lucy for Halloween? Or
you will, but she's less embraced there, I think. It's not, it's definitely more here.
Yeah.
It's harder for people abroad to get access. I think now it's a lot easier because it's, you know, the internet.
Yeah, that's
back
true.
In the day, before there was even PayPal. If you wanted to buy something, you had to like send an international check, and it was like,
Yeah, you'll wait a few months for it to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very interesting, like there was no access to cable. You had to like pull through the TV guide to see what was going on. You had to be really dedicated.
I should probably explain to Brianna and Callie what the TV guide is. Is they're looking at like, what?
Oh, I mean the Australian TV guides. Yeah.
Is that an app?
No, I know what a TV guide is.
No, I know. Yeah, because it's always surprising when you see youngsters mm-hmm. getting into I Love Lucy. And I say that because, I mean, I started when in the 80s. When I was a kid, and by then Lucy was really long gone. And I mean the show, not her, but you know, and then you see new generations putting up pages. It's just, it's fascinating. But Brianna, how were you introduced to it? Just watching it, or how did you come across it?
Actually the weird thing is like, usually people discover I Love Lucy first, but for me it was the opposite. I discovered her movies first. And oh, okay. It was actually my grandma who introduced me to The Big Street. And I remember her like talking about The Big Street and how she was trying to find this movie because she hadn't seen it in years before that time. And then I was like, what's The Big Street? And then she was like, oh, it's with this actress, Lucille Ball. And at the time I didn't know who she was. And then so she got the DVD and then I watched it. And then from then on, I was hooked on Lucille Ball. And like, it was in this like case where it had like four or five of her movies.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was The Big Street, Critics' Choice, Maine, and then Do Barry with a Lady. So there was four movies in that box set. And then I remember going to my room and I watched like the whole box set. And I was like, I need to find out who this woman is. Like I'm like addicted now. So I was 10 years old when I became a fan of like Lucille Ball, and then eventually I discovered her show, and then I've been a fan ever since.
And so what's your favorite show of the shows? What was the top one?
I Love Lucy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with Erica.
Yeah. I think it transcends all languages and you know, all anybody, just because of the funny antics. Maybe you don't get it as much in the movies or the other two shows, but I Love Lucy, certainly no matter who watches it, you know, it's funny. What about you, Callie?
So I kind of got in the show from my parents, and my mom was like watching one of the episodes. She's like, you got to come and see this. And I was like, okay. And so it was when they were wrapping the chocolates, and I just remember laughing so hard, and there was like a marathon on. And so I just watched the whole marathon, and every moment I would run in the living room and be like, she did, you know, just telling the whole story. And I just fell in love with it since that moment. And that's when I wanted to collect everything. I wanted to watch it, own it. I just became like obsessed with her.
Isn't that crazy how that does it? I mean, it's not just we're watching a show and you put it away and you remember a funny skit you just watched, but now you're collecting items, you're downloading pictures, you're saving. It's amazing what that particular show, or her really, did for everybody.
Okay, so my next question is actually about her movies. And before we even like get to y'all, I want to say that I have only ever watched one of her movies.
Wow.
You've got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
So,
why do we have a podcast?
I was hesitant to say that because I was like,
which one are you going to
be writing us? Like, why are you talking about her? No.
And it's either the long trailer or, right? Because it's one long I Love Lucy episode.
And I actually only watched that like a few months ago. So,
yeah.
And until then, I'd never seen an I Love Lucy movie. I have to say my favorite is the long trailer, only because it's the only one I've ever seen. But I'm sure there are other ones that are just as great, if not better. So what are your favorite?
What's interesting is even if you haven't seen the movies, if you can just appreciate the person, I think if you watch enough of her interviews, you know, on television shows or late night television shows or game shows, her personality comes through. So even not being familiar with a lot of the movies, you know, you appreciate who she was as a person. So I think that's a different, you know.
And I have watched all the episodes of all her shows. So
there's that.
I'm just maybe doesn't fully make up, but
Laura, do you have a favorite?
A favorite movie?
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend. I showed it to my kids and they just like laugh themselves silly. Is The Fuller Brush Girl. Who's mm-hmm. seen that before? Anyone seen it?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah. I write it down. it's one of the best. It's just slapstick silliness. You have to kind of watch it with an open mind and open heart, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, I liked watching the one where she was with, this is way back, with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, The Follow the Fleet. I know she doesn't play a big role in that. You know, I think it's the majority is them, the two main. She wasn't as big of a star at all.
Right.
You know,
yeah, it was like 36.
Yeah, but I just only because she sounds and comes across so different than anything else. You know, it's the beginning of her career. She's very she's blonde and she's, you know, just very young and probably just getting her feet wet in Hollywood. So I think just watching that and watching her grow in the rest of the films and kind of taking a lead role is what's fascinating to me.
I feel like my favorite, Stage Door. I don't know. I can sit and watch that one every day. All the way through. I really like that movie.
I'm sorry, which one? Oh, Stage Door. Another one that's in that same time era with Ginger Rogers. And I think Audrey Hepburn, I think, was in that. No.
Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine. Oh my God. Catherine. I'm thinking Breakfast at Tiffany's. No. One of the Hepburns. And I think that's what I appreciate most is she'll be the first to say out loud and give credits to, again, probably going back to the TV shows, to her writers, is that she wasn't a funny person just naturally. And, you know, that's how talented she was. She was able to just go on and off as soon as they said, you know, cut or, you know, right. And I think just that alone was two vastly different people. So maybe to me, that fascinated me is just the person, the woman, Lucille Ball. And I love the shows. I love reviewing them and they're funny. But when you step back and see what she and Desi created, I think that's the most fascinating part of it all. You know, just them two together. And I wonder if anybody thinks of you guys think it lost something, the shows that continued after I Love Lucy without the Desi, without the Vivian, without the William.
Well, Viv was her co-star after I Love Lucy for several seasons on the Lucy show. Yeah.
with your pages, or, you know, with the following that you guys have, what do you hope to just continue getting a following or just learning more about? I mean, Laura, I know you know just about all there is to know. So I'm probably asking the other two young ladies with their pages what more they hope to do with them.
I just hope, like, you know, for future generations to see, like, who this incredible, talented woman was, and then, like, one of the best or the best TV shows in history, and to just continue on that legacy for future generations.
I think I would just, you know, want people to know about her legacy and know a lot of things about her. And I think I like just to share it. I don't really necessarily care if it's, you know, 500 followers or if it's a million. It's by just letting people know who she is and her legacy and keeping it alive for years on.
Now, have you guys been listening to the Let's Talk to Lucy podcast?
Yeah.
Or the episodes?
Well, I haven't listened to it since, like, it went off Sirius XM, but when it was on Sirius XM, I was, like, on the app all the time, because it was, like, on a 24-hour loop, like, it was just 24-7, and it was just, like, so fun to listen to her talk to these, you know, actors and actresses, and you got to see a whole different side of them, like, really, like, the human side that I don't think anyone was used to seeing.
Like, you're eavesdropping on conversations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And how about you, Laura? I'm sure you've heard those before, but how do you enjoy those versus listening to her, like, on a, let's say, at a television show versus just conversing with her A-list friends? Well, aren't they
wonderful? Yeah, it's like the six hidden series that everyone's fallen in love with.
Yeah, I remember listening to these years ago, and I had forgotten about them. They were actually online at one point, and suddenly, you know, 2021 has brought all of them back, which is which is crazy. And with 2021 comes the movie. I wonder what y'all's reactions or feelings are about the movies and the documentaries coming out.
I think for the movie, everyone just has to have an open mind. And then for the documentary, I'm really looking forward to. It sounds like it's going to be a really awesome documentary.
Yeah, because when I first saw or heard, there was like a little snippet of Lucy Arnaz saying that there were some things that weren't, like you just mentioned, true or exaggerated or creative, you know,
liberties.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That people who know the history have read the books, watched the documentaries, you know, just the average fan who watches Lucy's like, oh, though that happened. But someone who's read the books or seen it or spoken to people or familiar with it will probably, like you said, point it out and say, that's not exactly how it happened, but we'll go with it. But I'm really just interesting to see how Nicole Kidman does. I was excited years ago when they first announced it was Cate Blanchett. And I was just, because she could just do just about anything. But then they changed it to Nicole Kidman. And I was,
just all those Aussies, you know.
All the Australians become Lucy. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Maybe we should do some sort of virtual watch, because it is going to be in theaters,
watch,
right?
Party. Yes, they're hoping so. They're still trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, because I don't know how much theaters are being used these days.
I'm really excited for the documentary. I think the movie will be good. Like everyone says, if you just, you know, take it as it is and have an open mind with it.
Everyone says open mind. Do you have to, because you really have to hope that have an open
mind. All right. I have a question. What are your feelings for the All for Lucy TV show coming out?
Good question.
Oh, Lord.
Good question. I think we're having the same reaction.
I think we might have all had the same reaction.
Yeah. When you first sent me that, I had seen it before, but it was one of those things where I saw it and I just skipped over it because it was doing, do you know when that's supposed to come out?
I can check. Yeah. I don't know
like a date or anything. I just remember like reading that it was like, I guess in the process of, but when I saw that, I was like, oh dear, we have a problem.
See, you kind of set up for failure when you start the description of the show like I Love Lucy, because you can't possibly recreate that. Even, you know, Lucy herself couldn't recreate the entire show and here's Lucy, and she isn't trying to, but just like you set it up for comparison with the original when you do that. So just make it a show and let people say that reminds me of like an I Love Lucy, unless it's like a Lucy production or Lucy, you know, Desi Lu or Lucy, you think it is.
Yeah, like it's one thing to have like, you know, a tribute for the show, but then like when you're trying to like, you know, recreate something, it's not gonna go good with the fans.
Had you heard of it, or have, do you have thoughts, Laura, on that?
Oh, I mean, they've done this through the years before, and it's not really, you're not really recreating it. It's just a loose translation of, you know, trying to pick up, I think, something that would interest people. I'm not concerned about it.
I don't think there'll be one like the I Love Lucy that will transcend as far as we have now. I mean, 70 years later, and here we are, all of us discussing the same things. But I haven't had a chance to visit like Jamestown, and I'm sure, you know, have they canceled the things due to COVID, the events, or are they still going on?
You mean next year or this year? This year's was canceled. It was back in August.
In August, right, during the birthday year. So that's probably 2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
Have you
been out to California?
I am in California, yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in the LA area.
Oh, me too. So yeah, you've seen all the stuff around here then.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's how I was able to just go down to, you know, I mean, where I am, actually, it was near Desi Arnaz's former horse breeding ranch.
Oh, okay. So you're down there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did.
You definitely trespassed on.
Ma'am, for legal reasons, I may or may not have trespassed just to see what it's about. But I did do that. Although, you know, it is.
I may or may not have, but I did.
You can edit this out. There's no photographic evidence on my phone or anywhere else. But you know, visited the Palm Springs, and then of course you got the Roxbury houses, and the Valley one no longer exists out in Chatsworth. But that's also, it's just neat to go to places where they had homes or where they had some sort of history there. So the only one I haven't done is New York, but yeah, out here in LA, you see all of that everywhere. I mean, I'd like to go see that statue though. Both of them.
Which statue?
The crazy looking Lucy.
And oh, in Jamestown.
Yeah. And the
have you been to
one.
The one here in LA?
I have. And the one in Palm Springs too. That one's really pretty. They did justice to her there. It was very pretty. But and also they removed the whole Lucy store from the Universal Studios, which I'm not sure why they did that. But it was
still there.
Yeah.
You got to go to it?
I did.
That's great.
Yeah, I got a few things there and I was when I was a kid, but you know, I think it makes sense because I remember every time I would go in there, it'd be only a couple of people in there. So maybe it just wasn't enough traffic for them to.
They had to turn it around. But that was a great little venue when it was up.
Yeah, I think Orlando had it too, Florida, but they no longer have it there either. But do they have any Lucy related things in other countries? I'm wondering, like Australia or London.
Not like that.
No.
Okay. No, but a while ago I lived in London and we did our pilgrimage. We recreated everything from Lucy in London. And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fun.
And all, if you've seen Lucy in London, has anyone seen it?
Yes, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you haven't seen it, do yourself the favor and go watch it. It's brilliant.
Or you could recreate the one where she visits Buckingham Palace too. And I love Lucy. You could do that.
No, we went and found all the sets. We found like Austerlitz House and the places where, you know, the stairs where she did all the TV guide scenes. Uh-huh. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
The outfits were beautiful in that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I know the anniversary is coming up next week. You know, every year there's always specials. I think Turner Classic Movies has it going on right now every single night. Right, the movie every single night, and she's the star of the month. And actually,
their podcast is coming.
Yes,
out
that's what
well.
I was going to say. Yeah, it just crossed my mind that they have that coming out, and movies, documentaries, TV shows. 2021's been very Lucy related. I mean, it is every year for us, but really for the world, you know. So
the Lucy Lounge got to collaborate on the TCM ones. Jimmy Sheridan, who's part of the lounge, he did the podcast for TCM, so you get to enjoy that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, and with the Lucy Lounge, what other than in having, you know, the historical facts and the photographs and things like that, what else do you do? What else do you have on your website? What do you offer for fans? So
the website's the original like chat group, not the original one. That one died because of technology, but it's the next original one. Long before there was social media, you could log into chat groups, you know, mm-hmm. And then social media came around. So we, you know, we kind of jumped that way as well. But there's a few of us, the lounge is like a collaborative effort. So there's a few of us that run it together. There's mainly three of us that do majority of it, and then but yeah, Brock and Jimmy and me. And Jimmy's the author of Lucy FAQ, and he's the one who's helping the archival elements with the podcasts for TCM.
And so it's like a daily thing. There's something happening daily on your website, on your pages,
on the lounge. Well, yes. I mean, people chat group all the time, it's like messages all the time, but in terms of our postings, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to do it daily, or sometimes you do it like five times a day. It's mm-hmm. just the three of us really, and we all very different personalities, and we have fun together and we just do it.
That's awesome. So unless you guys want to add anything else before we end, I do appreciate you guys coming on and, you know, celebrating what we all love to celebrate, really.
Well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
And finally putting a face to all the pages that we, you know, some of them that we interact with, because, you know, we do say hello all the time and no idea who's running behind it. But I do have a feeling that it's the majority of pages are run by women, I think.
Not really. I think it's a good spread. Brock and Jimmy would have been here today, but they were both busy. So I'm representing.
I would like to speak to some of the guys. That would be maybe a different take as to what, you know, what they see differently than what women see. I wonder. Maybe it's the same thing. Appreciation is appreciation, maybe.
It is. And it also depends too of like the era in which you discovered and became a fan, you know?
That's
true. Been there since the 80s and 90s. It's very different than the 2010s and 20s.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
But definitely the majority of Lucy fans I know are 90% men for sure.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is awesome. Yeah, I would love to get to know some of them. Maybe it's more of the conventions and the gatherings that you meet more of these people.
Well, we do gatherings a lot. We'll hit you up if you're in LA for sure.
Absolutely. Yes, please do so. We'd love to I'd love to do that. That would be great.
Yeah.
Said I'm over here in Ohio. Like,
we'll book a flight. Come on. We'll write it off in your taxes. Lucy related.
There it is. Yeah.
And who was your favorite co-host? Who did you like seeing guest star?
Oh, like a guest star, yeah.
So either like a guest star that was there a lot, or even just a one-time guest star that you really like seeing on the show. I don't know. I said just the I Love Lucy, but I'm a Carol Burnett fan, so I loved when they collabed together so much. And that was not in the I Love Lucy show, so I can't. If you have someone outside of the I Love Lucy show that you really liked watching her work with on the shows, let me know.
Well, for I Love Lucy, I don't know, I might be alone here, but I really like to see Ernie Ford.
Ford. Yes. Cousin Ernie to you.
Yeah. But yeah, I really liked seeing him on there. I think that he was on there like 3 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He stole the show for sure. He was also
on Here's Lucy, and I'm not sure about the Lucy show, but he was around. He was very good.
Yeah, he was on an episode for The Lucy Show and Here's Lucy, Ernie Ford.
Yeah. Okay. Callie?
For I Love Lucy, I would say John Wayne. I don't know. I just something about John Wayne. and then for Outside, I have to be Carol Burnett for Outside. I love the Carol Burnett show as well. So I liked when she was on her show and when Carol came on Lucy's shows.
They were just so magical together. All right, Laura?
Probably for Here's Lucy, definitely Ginger Rogers.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right.
That dance.
And, and personal favorite of mine is Patty Andrews, for sure. But for I Love Lucy, I'd say Barbara Eden, just because she's wonderful as well.
Oh, that, the country club dance. Just, oh my gosh. That, my mother told me to pick that scene of just the anger, but funny anger in her face.
Love to hate her.
Yeah. But you can't. She's so nice. She's so pretty. Mine, I would probably just have to say the recurring, like the Frank Nelson, only because you can tell that they have a history and they work so well off of each other. And we did the spotlight, you know, and it's just when you notice how often he was on there, it shows the true friendship, you know, between them, how often they were able to work well with each other, and later on too. But yeah, I would say like Frank Nelson, they bounced off each other real nice on I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
All right. But yes.
Well, I guess if they're enjoying the format, I would like to know if people are enjoying the formats of us just reviewing the episodes, because I know we don't just do that every single episode. Some are reviewing, the podcast that she's doing now, the, you know, Let's Talk to Lucy. Some are guest stars, or not guest stars, but guest stars, spotlights on guest stars, or us, you know, sometimes we'll have guests come on, you know, like we were lucky enough to have Keith on, and other people who we find are fans. Again, it blows my mind that other people listen, that when we started this, I mean, when we first started talking, it was just like, it's just going to be us and our mothers listening. I mean, who's going to listen to us chat about this? And then you open up Instagram, it's like a lot of people love this stuff. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, it's been real nice. It's been real welcoming. And, you know, as you go, as you learn, what I love is that everyone, if you get a fact wrong or maybe a year wrong, they're very nice to correct you with it. You know, like instead of this year is that year. And it's great because everyone's on top of it. You know, everyone's very well informed. So
and how long have you guys been doing your podcast?
Well, we started early this year. It took a little break. We just started recording like, was it March? I believe it was, I think it was March of this year.
So.
And just released them like 2 months later. But we have a bunch already done. And you can kind of tell the progression, you know, from not knowing what we're doing to.
Or each other. And or, then-
yeah, getting to know each other because everyone is so, so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been enjoying, you know, looking forward to every Monday, ready for another podcast.
And that's what they would say in the 50s, looking forward to every Monday and I Love Lucy episode.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't actually heard the podcast, so I need to listen, I guess, to see what it's about. How did you guys meet?
Well, we haven't met
in person.
How did you find each other? Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I told Ziva when she first put that out, I mean, much, I don't know, Laura or anybody else. I've out-talked my entire family and friends of all things Lucy for close to 30 years. I've enough, you know, like everyone knows everything and I will laugh at an episode. Like it's the first time I see it. It just, you know, I appreciate it. And maybe about a week before she posted that, my husband's like, why don't you just do a podcast? Just talk about it. I mean, everybody has a podcast for the most.
Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast about everything. So you know, there must be an audience out there somewhere. I said, that's a good idea. I don't know if there's somebody out there who'd want to do that. And suddenly she puts that out there. So I think it was meant to be. You were meant
that's
to
wonderful.
Be
stuck
Absolutely. With me, Ziva.
There was a podcast a few years ago and I forget who did it, but they were really fun as well. Mm-hmm. It was shortly, it was maybe for like a year. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, your story just reminded me of when we would have been Brock and Jimmy and I, who run the lounge, when we finally met in person. As well, we're from three different countries. Oh, and wow. Yeah, and we all went to Jamestown in 2005 to the fancy dress masquerade ball they were having. And we all dressed up as the musical Bank Robbers from Here's Lucy. And it was the first time we'd met in person. We had a whole act that we did together. And
wow.
Everything.
That. That's
it was
amazing.
So funny. I think we were like third place for like courtesy, but it was hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome that you guys all found each other.
Yeah. It was just fun to like, cause we were very little when we first connected, you know, and before you could afford your own plane trips around the world. And
yeah.
So it was fun when it finally happened. So I get that, the fun of finding your people, connecting with them and then doing some fun things together.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly what we said. We found our people because everybody else is.
Okay,
enough.
One mouth
has had it. Did you know, Lucille? I do. I know that you've told me. No.
Hey, listen to this again. Listen one more time.
Yeah, no, seriously. I found a different fact. No, you didn't. You're just repeating it in a different day. But
I'm really surprised that my dad has listened to any episodes. But like we were talking the other day and he's like, yeah, you were saying in this one episode. And I went, what? Because he's not. You know, that's like cute. You expect, you know, full support from your mom, right? Like that's just a mom type of thing to do. So, you know, to just be like, oh yeah, I got it. I've listened to them all. I've shared them all, you know, or something like that. But my dad is just not, that's not his thing. So I was really surprised, but that was,
oh, he's proud of you. Of course.
That's awesome. That's
I got to
awesome.
Bail guys. I'm sorry. I got to pick my daughter up from volleyball practice.
No, but thank you so much for joining us.
You all.
Really, it was
Absolutely.
Really great.
Take
thank
care.
You.
I love
Keep
seeing
in touch.
All the new yes, generations please. Of fans popping up. It's very heartwarming.
Thank bye. You. Have a good Bye-bye. Night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. I didn't know she was connected to all the Lucy Arnaz things. That's really
Thank
awesome.
Goodness.
Very, very nice. Very nice, Laura. Thank you.
And I'm over here like, I haven't watched any of the movie. And
she's like, oh, why am I here? Click. No. But you guys, thank you so much. I mean, you guys look really young, you know, and that's what always, again, amazes
me. Are you guys really young?
They're like, no, we're 45.
I'm 21.
How old are you, Brianna?
No, I was just asking, how old do you think I am? Because usually people guess wrong.
Callie said She's 21. Brianna, I want to guess like 25.
Yeah, right on the dot.
See, okay, this is, I'm 26.
This is where I log off.
Everyone guesses really young.
This is where I log off because I'm older than all of you guys. And I'm feeling like a grandmother here. So, so we'll just leave my age a mystery.
Look, you can, I know your age.
I know you do.
Yeah, but Zena, you're like the first person who has ever guessed my age right the first time.
Well, listen, like I always get underguessed if people don't talk to me and overguessed when people talk to me. Because when they start hearing me speak, like, oh, you're older. Because I'm an old soul. I'm really like 10 o'clock, go to bed, smoke my pipe, drink my whiskey. Like,
oh my gosh, that is old.
I don't smoke my pipe anymore, but you know, like whiskey and things like that. Like, I'm just an old soul. Yeah. So people assume that I'm older if they talk to me, but if they just look at me and they don't know anything about me, they're like, ah, oh, you're like 21, 22, right? Oh, no.
But seriously, thank you guys. You guys are very engaging. That's what I appreciate every time we post something. Brianna, I know you're always reposting, liking, sharing, and that is really what's helped us grow, because some people aren't aware of our podcast or what we do, and not everyone is finding us. And you don't know how you end up finding each other on Instagram. You forget, but it's really nice when you form a friendship online and then you see the people, you know, and then you kind of can connect. So, especially when you share a love for something like that. Thank you girls for joining us. Really. You know, just even wanting to have an interest to join and learn and continue to do this with all things Lucy. I do appreciate it.
Dude, this was a lot of fun.
Good.
And a great way to celebrate the 70th anniversary of I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy Day, October 15th every year. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi there, Having a Ball listeners and fellow Lucy lovers. My name is Laura DeGeorge, and I've been a longtime fan now. I truly started watching I Love Lucy as a child. And so with the show, I started, you know, just learning more about Lucille Ball herself and just really learned to love and admire her as a person and as a woman, business entrepreneur, friend, mother. You know, I'm sure we can all agree she was just amazing. I Love Lucy specifically was just an escape for me. You know, it was the ideal husband and wife, and it was simple yet complex. And at the end of the day, it just, you know, really made me laugh. And I'd have to say one of my favorite I Love Lucy episodes is when Lucy goes to the hospital. I love their little, you know, makeshift scenario of going to the hospital and Ricky Ricardo saying the time has come. That has to be one of my all-time favorite lines. And, you know, not to just remark on the show itself, but the history that episode made alone and just the strides they made on the show was great. My favorite I Love Lucy or Lucille Ball specific movie would have to be during the filming of I Love Lucy was the long, long trailer, and her and Desi just portraying these newlyweds and trying to figure it out and their home away from home was always really nice to watch and resonates with me now as one of my favorites because I'm a newlywed myself. But yeah, I'm so happy to be a part of this podcast. I think it's amazing, and you guys keep up the great work, or you ladies keep up the great work.